My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Fedato. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about if you really need to write 2,000 word articles to rank high on Google. So a couple years ago, our mutual friend, Brian Dean, Backlinko, he actually released a couple of things. I think you did as well, Neil, talking about how usually the top result has, you know, a couple thousand words, right? Could be 2,000, 2,500 words or whatever. So a lot of SEOs started talking about it more. Go ahead.
I don't know who exactly first did it. It was more than a couple of years ago. I think.
Remember I sent you that graph, SERP IQ? This is like 9 years ago.
Someone like that, like 4, 5, 6 years ago, someone ended up releasing an article with data showing that average page that ranked on page one of Google had somewhere around 2,200 words.
You know where that came from? I was reading something on Wicked Fire, and then I messaged you with the graph, and then that graph went to a blog post, and then it just spread everywhere. I don't know if you remember that.
A blog post based on it. But here's the thing, and since then, everyone's been writing 2,000 plus word articles because they believe that's what you need to do to rank on page one of Google, but that's so wrong. Just because the average article may have 2,000 plus words that ranks on page one of Google, it doesn't mean that you need 2,000 words to rank high. And I'm going to give you an extreme case. If you wanted to rank for a how to tie a tie, do you think the person who lands on that article wants to read 2,000 words on how to tie a tie? They either want to see an animated GIF that shows them how to tie a tie or a video explaining how to tie a tie.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you're just here to solve a problem. So don't try to apply the whole, what is it? You don't want to fit a square into a round hole, a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't make any sense. And I think a lot of SEOs, what tends to happen is they just take everything so literally, and it's just, they apply it to everything. They read one tactic, they're looking for strategies and tactics, and they just apply to everything. I think what's important, more so on the strategy side, is to think about, okay, diagnose your business, diagnose the problem that you're trying to solve. And what are the leverage points, right? Again, what are you trying to solve? And based on the problem you're trying to solve, what is the right tool? What's the right solution right there? So it doesn't make sense in a lot of cases. To Neil's point, maybe you make a video, maybe you make a GIF, but it doesn't make sense to try to overextend that way. In fact, you're going to annoy a lot of people. I think the key thing you should be optimizing for if you want to rank highly on Google consistently for the long term is to think about the user experience, because that's what they're optimizing for.
Yeah, don't worry about keyword density. Don't worry how many times you mention a specific keyword. Focus on, hey, does my article get the main point across, solve the reader's problem as quick as possible, and let them know the solution with the least amount of confusion. And if you can do that better than the competition, where you do it in 100 words or 1,000 words or 10,000 words, you're good to go.
Yep. So there's not much more to say on this. I mean, just, you know, try to think through when you're doing something and don't just listen to the advice, kind of just, you know, take it literally. Neil, do you want to say something?
The data, just because the data shows that articles with that rank on page one on many cases have 2,000 words, it doesn't mean you need to write 2,000 words. There's a lot of articles that rank on page one that only have 100 words or 200-300 words. So figure out what the best user experience is and provide that, even if that's the opposite of what your competitions do.
All right, everyone, marketingschool.io/pro to learn about our marketing community. It's $1 for 14 days to try it. There's a lot of goodies in there. You'll see it all on the page outlined. That's it for today, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.